Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mir Adams defends against the report of Turkish Airlines upgrades, but demurs on specific details. It's Thursday, April 11th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for rain in New York City with a high near 61 and a low near 56. Before today's top story, a record number of people have used NYC Ferry so far this year, according to Hornblower, the firm that operates the ferry network for the city. More than 1.08 million people took the ferry between January 1st and March 31st, up from 1.01 million during the same period last year, a roughly 7% increase. Half as many people, about 541,000, took the ferry during the first quarter of 2018, the system's first full year in operation. The NYC ferry system saw a total of 6.8 million riders last year, up from 6.1 million passengers in 2022. Officials said they expected the growth to continue. Four of the system's six regular routes, the East River, Astoria, Soundview, and St. George routes, saw a boost in first quarter ridership over 2023, with the East River route seeing the biggest growth. And fed up with sloppy cops, the city police department has moved to update its dress code, banning shorts on transit beats and white turtlenecks on patrol beats. The NYPD's updated style guide, set to take effect next month, also instructs patrol officers not to wear tactical pants and reinforces long-standing guidance, including a ban on shoelaces that are not black. Inspector Paul Saraceno, who led a committee that has reviewed police attire since last summer, presented the crackdown as an effort to ensure a uniform, professional-looking force rather than a product of any specific faux pas. But the plan drew a rebuke from the city's biggest cop union. Patrick Henry, president of the Police Benevolent Association, vowed to file a legal challenge to the new rules, predicting they would drive officers out of the force. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Mayor Adams defended himself Tuesday when questioned about a report that the federal probe into ties between Turkey and his 2021 mayoral campaign has honed in on upgrades he allegedly received on Turkish Airlines flights, but declined to offer more specific details on issues raised by the story. Last week, the New York Times reported that federal investigators are now focusing on first-class seating assignments they believe may have put Adams into luxurious accommodations on the international flights, seats that typically went for about $3,400 a pop. Adams publicly responded for the first time Tuesday. "I've said this over and over and over again. I follow laws," the mayor said during a city hall press conference. "I have great attorneys. My job is to run the city. They are to run the review." Adams' campaign is the subject of a federal investigation into whether it illegally accepted foreign money from the Turkish government. That probe became public on November 2nd last year when the FBI executed at least three raids. Days later, the Fed seized Adams' electronic devices. Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing. In a new development late last week, the Times story detailed that the FBI and federal prosecutors compiled evidence showing former Turkish Airlines executive Cenk Okal and Adams' advisor Rana Abbasova arranged some of the upgrades for the mayor, and that Adams attended meetings with reps from Turkish Airlines, Turkish businessmen, and diplomats. Brendan McGuire, one of the six lawyers handling the Turkey probe for Adams, told the Times that when Adams served as Brooklyn Borough President, he consistently disclosed his official travel to Turkey, did not receive any improper upgrades, and did nothing inappropriate in exchange for an upgrade. Speculation is not evidence, he continued. We look forward to a just and timely conclusion to this investigation. Asked Tuesday for a more detailed accounting, Adams declined to say if at any point he sought guidance from the city's Conflicts of Interest Board in matters related to flight upgrades. When asked about meetings with Turkish Airlines reps and the nature of his relationships with Okal and Abasova, both of whom were raided by the feds in November 2nd as part of their probe, Adams also declined to offer specifics. He added, jokingly, that reporters could read about it in the autobiography he's planning to write. In response to a Daily News story on Adams' legal defense fund that reported two of the lawyers representing him began work the same day as the November 2nd raids, Adams declined to elaborate. The mayor said he had received no advance warning of the raids. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.